This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Saturday, July 17th. God's word to you today is nothing except. Our scripture reading is taken from John 3, verse 27, and it says, John replied, "A man can receive nothing, he can claim nothing at all, unless it has been granted him from heaven, for there is no other source than the sovereign will of God." This is taken from the Amplified Version. A man, born again or not, can receive nothing except it is given to him from above. Yesterday, we looked at the first two implications of this statement. The first implication is, look to God and God alone as your source. The second is, do not be jealous of any man. You find your security not in what you have, but in whom you are. I'm a child of the living God. Guess what? If I really want that thing that you have, I will ask the person that gave you, because he is my dad, and he will give it to me. That is how it works. If you have something that I want, I'm going to be your friend. I'm going to celebrate with you, because you attract what you celebrate. If somebody has what you want, and you're beefing the person, eyeing the person, you're repelling the things that you want. I will become your friend. I want to know what makes you able to attract this kind of thing. I will learn everything I can learn from you. That is how I am. Do not be jealous of any human being. Do not be afraid of anybody. Why? A man can receive nothing except it is given to him from above. A man can receive nothing, nothing. Isaiah 51 verse 12 says, I am the one who comforts you. So why are you afraid of mere humans who wither like the grass and disappear? You can replace the word afraid with any negative emotion. Why are you afraid? Why are you jealous of mere human beings? There is no reason to be jealous, even if the person has more money than you. There is no reason to be jealous. God says, I am the one who comforts you. Olufemi Monehi, put your name there. Look to God alone as your source, and do not be jealous of any man. You have 6 children. But you see somebody that has 12 and you're jealous. Why are you jealous? I know what you're thinking. You have 6 children, but you see somebody that has 2 and you're jealous. Why are you jealous? I know what you're thinking. You're not jealous of 2. You're jealous of quality and not quantity. You're wondering why you did not stop at baby number 2 so that you can be enjoying your children and growing together. Whichever way, there is no need to be jealous, because a man can receive nothing except it is given to him from God. The third implication is, it does not make sense to be arrogant. Pride does not even make sense. I went to minister in one of our churches, and the pastor, for some reason, felt he needed to eulogize me. So I go up and I say something like, "Let's put our hands together for Jesus." But they were not clapping the way I really wanted, so I stopped them. I said, "When we say that we are nothing without Jesus, it is not a statement of humility, it is a statement of fact. We are not trying to be humble. We are nothing without Jesus. We are merely stating the obvious." Let us pray. Father, I thank you because every good and perfect gift comes from you alone. I will look to you alone. I will not be jealous or arrogant. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.